Podtacular episode 410, Toy Affair, for February 16th, 2014. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Dust Storm.
And I'm your other host, Brent Gamer.
And we are doing an extra podcast this week because of a couple of developments that have happened over the last couple of days. And we're recording this on Sunday, February 26th, which is a day after some somewhat disappointing news. And it's a day of some pretty interesting news in terms of toys go. But before we get into that stuff, we have Laird back on the show. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
You seem to be sticking around quite often.
Yeah, I know. I guess I should be a guest host number two.
Quite possibly. I don't know. We may be looking for another guest host in the future. And there's always a spot open for you anyway. So we'll see how that works out. But anyways, we got some news to dig into a little bit, and this one's not going to be quite as long, or hopefully, I say that every time, and it seems to be hour and a half, 2 hours long anyways, but we're going to try to keep this nice and short and simple for you guys. This is an extra episode for this week, and for some of you, that's really good news, and for some of you, it's like, I can only do one podcast a week, so
it's a bonus episode. It's a bonus episode.
It's a bonus episode, yes.
Postpode.
Even though it's a regular episode. Anywho, so we got some information regarding the supposed confirmation that Steve Downes gave to during an interview with GameZone. And IGN actually reached out for a little more confirmation from Steve Downes on what actually was meant to be said. And when they reached out to Steve Downes, he came back to IGN saying, "What I said was, I think you're ahead of yourselves on Halo 5. I've read some things online that you can look forward to a Halo 2 Anniversary Edition maybe this year, but I have no official information one way or the other. I was just mentioning some things I'd read online about Halo 2. I have no idea if there will be an Anniversary Edition and didn't mean to leave that impression." So, of course, that was kind of the debunk that everyone on the internet was really going for after IGN posted the article. And the original story was that Steve Downes said that we could see Halo 2 Anniversary this year with a pushback of Halo 5 to next year. So with this initial update from IGN, it was pretty clear that he misspoke and it was just a misinterpretation of what he said. But another update came out to the IGN article, and they were actually able to get the email responses between GameZone and Steve Downes, and the line was actually taken straight from the email correspondence. So that raises a bunch of more flags, where what Steve Downes actually said was what Steve Downes said verbatim. It wasn't something that was a misinterpretation between, like, doing an interview like over Skype or something versus actually doing a written interview over email, which apparently that's what this was. So, craziness. What is this, like, a cover-up from Microsoft? Is this something that he actually didn't know for sure, and what he said was just his own words that, based on stuff he's seen from the internet, that there could be a Halo 2 Anniversary? That's kind of the big up in the air right now. The fact that he said what you can look forward to this year is an Anniversary Edition of Halo 2 in the interview and in the actual email correspondence without clarifying anything kind of seems to heavily emphasize that there is going to be a Halo 2 Anniversary. So, as far as I'm personally concerned, and with all the other stuff that's been going on too, with the leak on HaloGaff and some of the other things that have come out that really point to a Halo 2 Anniversary, I'm still kind of calling this one as pretty much confirmed.
Well, I'd call it plausible.
Are we going Mythbusters here?
I'd call it plausible simply based on the fact that, 343 and Microsoft have said a Halo is coming out, whether it's Xbox One, Halo 5, Halo 2 Anniversary, or whatever. They said a Halo is coming 2014. When that leak on NeoGAF showed up, generally Stinkles or Frankie or someone will show up and automatically just say, "Nope, not legit. That hasn't happened yet." no matter what thread it is on NeoGAF, wherever in HaloGAF, no one has said it is not real so far.
Well, and, know, and a few no, other
and
things...
And they haven't confirmed it either, of course.
Right. Well, and I personally think, and this is all my own personal opinion, but I think that's pretty much the only thing that we're waiting on right now is the official stamp of confirmation from 343 and announcements like, yes, Halo 2 Anniversary is coming this year. Because there's a few other things that have happened that we haven't specifically talked about on the podcast, and I'll go ahead and kind of bring those up now. But there was a tweet from, I think it was Phil Spencer, where he was replying to someone on Twitter, and he basically said, it's always interesting to see people talk about future projects, and although we would like to comment on them, we can't always talk about it. And this was in regards to Halo 2 Anniversary.
And Gears of War.
Yeah, and it wasn't an explicit denial of those things not happening, but it's the way he responded, and it's that whole cannot confirm or deny thing. And the way you answer something can answer a question without specifically answering the question.
And, of course, today, all of a sudden, at Toy Fair, there is a brand new Halo figure for 2014 from Halo 2 of Master Chief, which some people, you know, this is almost starting to become like the, you know, it's almost starting to become a meme, kind of like, you know, Half-Life 3 confirmed, you know, people are starting to see patterns, but it, you know, it's a little more credit or credence or whatever you want to call it, that Halo 2 Anniversary or release of Halo 2, whatever, for Xbox One may exist. They don't make a product line, you know, an action figure for something that...
That isn't the current project.
Yeah, that exactly. I mean, they kind of did for a few years, but generally the rule of thumb is, you know, they release figures for that, you know, game, you know, when the game releases. So,
and you could also pose the question there, if they're doing it for Halo 2, why aren't they doing it for Halo 1 and Halo 3? Why specifically Halo 2 and why specifically Halo 4 and 5?
The only other thing people might say is, yeah, it could be for Anniversary, Halo 2 Anniversary, if it exists, or because it's the 10th year of Halo 2's, you know, it's the birthday of Halo 2. I mean, that's the other, of course, and that would line up with Anniversary, but that would be the only other, you know, real explanation other than, you know, the, you know, game does exist.
Right.
That would be my opinion. What about you, Brent?
Yeah, I think the game exists. I think Halo 2 Anniversary is going to be out this year. I think it's going to be a product you can purchase. I don't think it's going to be tied to, like, Halo 5 or anything. What I want to know is how they're going to do multiplayer. Like, at this point, I'm just going to... I don't accept it as pure fact that it's coming out, because we don't know yet. Until they, like, say for sure it's coming out, nobody knows, you know, 100% whether or not Halo 2 Anniversary is coming. But
yeah,
just from all the evidence and all the leaks and stuff, and like Steve Downes trying to back up on what he said and say, no, that's not what I meant, even though that's exactly what I said. you know, but he didn't even deny it. He just said that it might not be coming.
Yeah, and then there was those, apparently someone was stalking him on Facebook and took pictures of the conversation and where he confirmed it, and then he changed the story or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, IGN reported that they actually got the email exchange back and forth between them.
Yeah, but no, like on NeoGAF in one of the threads, there was actually someone that was stalking Steve Downes. Like, they went to his Facebook page and asked him directly about, you know, like the same, like, you know, is it true? Is it coming out? And he's like, yeah, it's coming out. Or, you know, of course, internet, if you're listening to this, I'm just paraphrasing, so this isn't a direct quote. It was basically, yeah, you know, I just did some voice work or something. And then they said, are you confirming that? And then, like, a couple steps down or a couple comments and replies later, he does that, you know, that all of a sudden, I it was basically almost like Microsoft reached out to him and said, this is what you need to say to, you know, almost like damage control kind of deal. You
see, like, Bill Gates coming out of the shadows. Done me wrong, Steve.
It's like, I'm still here.
Oh, man. Oh, no. You're referencing the South Park Bill Gates, aren't you? The last Steve that messed with Bill.
Didn't work out.
I see where that's going. But yeah, with all the evidence that's out there, and even to say that Microsoft was heavily pursuing the guy that leaked all the stuff on NeoGAF about the Halo 2 anniversary and Halo 5 and all the details in there, you wouldn't go after someone that hard unless there was a legitimate reason to go after someone that hard.
Are we
NDA
talking about
stuff?
Well, I was gonna say, if we're speculating and talking about the speculation or the tinfoil hat,
well, yes.
NeoGAF.
Aside from the details that he leaked specifically, why would Microsoft go looking for this guy?
Okay, so the tinfoil hat people over at NeoGAF, not all of NeoGAF, some of those people are cool, but the ones that are really kind of like thinking that Microsoft is hardcore and trying to get, they're going after that guy Seaboat, I think that's his name, the one that like game journalists. Apparently, the tinfoil hat people over at NeoGAF think that the guy that leaked all this stuff, like Halo Anniversary, was a plant, and they set him up to this was a plant, and the guy that owns NeoGAF went along with it. They wanted to flush out the guy Seaboat, who was leaking all that negative press about got to throw the Canadian in there, was throwing out about Microsoft last year right before E3, like the whole DRM and all this kind of stuff, like, you know, Titanfall is going to fail, and, you know, like all the leaks, that the crazy leaks that we were hearing, much like, so basically it was a plant to get this guy and weed him out and find him and, you know, get him. That's the crazy tinfoil hat thing going on over there now.
That seems a little extreme.
Just saying, that's what they're saying, because, you know, after this leak came out, that guy that they were saying this was a plant trying to get him from Microsoft, is he disappeared, like, off the internet. Like, instantly, he was gone. Like, just poof. And the day before, he had just leaked Left 4 Dead 3's Source Engine 2 or 3 or whatever it was, and pictures and this and that and kind of stuff. Like he was just gone. Like someone came along and just did a drive-by and burned this whole thing down. And apparently he's been leaking stuff for years on the internet. But so a lot of the NeoGAFers were like, this guy NT Colonel that leaked all this stuff about Halo and Gears and a cheaper Xbox, Kinectless Xbox and all that kind of stuff, was a plant by Microsoft and was approved by the owner of NeoGAF. That's the crazy tinfoil hat thing. So, you know, all rumors, not proven.
Everybody loves a good conspiracy theory.
Yeah, conspiracy theory. Fact.
Where's Fox News when you need them? All right.
That's a certain blog, isn't it?
We won't go into that into too much detail. But anyways, there's just, at face value, there's a lot of evidence out there to support Halo 2 Anniversary, and at this point, I think we can certainly say that Halo 2 Anniversary does exist, and that we will see it this year, and we're just waiting for an official announcement from 343 saying, yep, we have it. All those things that we couldn't comment on, and we just said that you are going to experience Halo this year. Yeah, that was Halo 2.
At the very least, we'll have a Halo 2 anniversary party this year. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
So, at the very least, we'll have a Halo 2 anniversary. Just
would that be
might
a,
not be I the guess, form that people will want.
I wonder if that would be at New York Comic Con.
Possibly.
Could it be, like, within, what, 2 weeks of New York Comic Con?
Probably. I think so. October.
I might have to try to get tickets then.
You might have to come with you.
So, that kind of leaves that discussion there, though. If you want to read more about it, I did just post an article earlier today on the whole debunking thing. The IGN article is there. The Game Zone interview is there as well. So check it out if you kind of want to read for yourself and develop your own ideas. But I think as far as all of us here are concerned, Halo 2 Anniversary exists. As far as the leak on NeoGAF, the I Love Bees 2.0, the quote from Steve Downes, that was an actual quote. It wasn't misconstrued or anything. There's a lot of evidence pointing to a Halo 2 anniversary.
If we're going to get this conspiracy hat out and go on, you know, the fact that Joe Staten is back and is creative director of all Microsoft Game Studios.
Yep.
He could, you know, repair and retcon some of the stuff that might have got cut, and if there is an anniversary edition, could put it back in and make it flow in the canon with retcons that don't wreck the previous game.
Okay, so since you opened that can of worms, let me, I guess, let's have that little discussion here. I've seen on Twitter where people want to see 343 go back and quote fix the ending.
Yes.
Similar to how people wanted them to fix the ending for Mass Effect 3. If they're doing a Halo 2 anniversary, would you really want the campaign to change?
In one instance, yes. I don't want Chief to fly out on a bomb and blow up the Covenant cruiser in a cutscene. I want what was originally planned, and this was, I believe, and I'm sure someone will correct me if I'm wrong, was on the Halo 2 limited edition. They were talking about the content that was cut, and originally it was supposed to have been just like the game trailer where you open the door and you fall towards the ship and you land on the ship. So instead of the bomb, you were supposed to go out in the cutscene, blow out the airlock, and then the level was supposed to be a free-floating space level where you landed on the Covenant cruiser, you got in, you fought your way through it, you got to the engine core, and then you were supposed to blow up the engine core with, instead of the bomb, you were supposed to have hijacked the Wraith and blow up the engine core, and then fall towards either Earth or the ship, you know, the Enemy-clad, or however you were going to land, but you were supposed to be a level. They cut a level there. So,
he flew pretty good.
Exactly. Like, that was supposed to have been a level in between there. That,
well,
and
Halo 2 was supposed to have theater, too.
Well, yes. I'm just saying, there are certain things that should have, you know, that I would be okay with being retconned or put back in that was originally cut. Now, the ending, you can't do that, because according to the cut material, half of Halo 3 was supposed to have been the ending for Halo 2. Now, according to the commentary and all that kind of stuff, either on the Halo 3 Legendary or the Halo 2, was it Halo? I think it was the Halo 3 Legendary cut. When they were doing the cut scenes, like for Halo 1, 2, and 3, they mentioned how if it's cut, just put it in the next Halo game. But basically, in Halo 3, when you got to the Ark and Master Chief and the Arbiter, and warning spoilers, you know, from a 7-year-old game, but where the Ark opens up and you know, Cortana says, this is the way the world ends, and the screen goes black, that was supposed to have been the ending of Halo 2. So when Chief lands and, you know, Arbiter shows up and Johnson and all that stuff with the Brutes and the first, like, 4 or 5 levels of Halo 3, that was the ending. All that was supposed to have been in Halo 2.
Interesting.
So, according to the commentary, I mean, you know, but you know, the battle was supposed to come back to Earth.
I thought Halo 3 felt rushed.
Okay, I'm just saying that's based on the commentary. Now, I could be completely off basis, but that's the feeling I got, was the arc was supposed to be the ending of Halo 3 or 2.
Okay. I have to go back and watch that limited edition content, because I haven't watched it in probably a couple years.
It had Joe Staten, Marty O'Donnell, and someone else doing the commentary on the.
Yeah, Jason Jones?
Jason Jones, yeah.
Yeah, Jason Jones.
They were doing the cutscene for Halo 1, 2, and 3 commentary.
Yeah. So that's an interesting perspective. What about you, Brent?
Imagine if Halo 3 ended with Johnson's death. Like, he dies and that's, like, the end of Halo 3. Like, that was how Halo 2 felt. It's like you're all the way into this, like, heavy battle, and then, like, during the most pivotal part, it's just, like, it just cuts out. Like, that was annoying. Like, it wasn't as bad as Mass Effect, because the thing about that was you put, like, what, 300 hours into that franchise, and then it's just, hey, look, we're going to color code this exact same cutscene, but for different parts, and you get to choose it. Like, nothing you did before this matters. Like, as long as, you know, you've got the green ending, you can pick whatever you want. Like, it, no matter what you did, you can pick the red ending, the blue ending, or the green. It was just stupid, because the entire point of the franchise was it evolved as you made choices, you know? I mean, the universe changed dynamically as you were doing things, and then all of a sudden, like, nope, just color-coded.
And then when they finally caved to the gamers what they wanted. They gave you new endings, which were better. But then the gamers wanted that ending where, no, you're not going to make me choose. And then it was basically BioWare giving you a big finger saying you can't win. You choose this ending, you die.
That was an all right ending, though, because ultimately they end up losing. They get destroyed by some sort of society at some point in history.
Yeah.
But the endings that they put in at the end, with the DLC, that was okay. I mean, but they could have done a lot better. I feel like they could have made endings that took all of my choices into account, you know, and did it right the first time.
As far as I'm concerned, the canon ending is the extended destroyed version. That's my version.
But I like to pretend that indoctrination theory is actually true. And
the one was just
completely bogus.
Yeah, the YouTube video, the guy that had the great... Yeah, no, I like that one too. That was pretty good. And then, of course, you had Saren, or what was it? Random...
the dude at the end, he's trying to kill you to stop you from getting at the ending.
Yeah.
That was pretty crazy. But yeah, I mean, Halo 2 wasn't as egregious as Mass Effect 3's ending, because at least you knew that they were probably going to make another game and then finish it. It was just annoying because you didn't get to play the ending right then and there. You knew you had to wait another 2 years.
And buy a new console.
I don't think that they'll change the ending. They might add a little bit, maybe Chief's chilling in that Covenant or Forerunner ship, just listening to music or whatever, like Steve Downes on some Rolling Stones.
What if they added the whole Halo comics series? What was it? Halo. I sent them to you, Dusty, for the giveaway. The Halo Uprising.
The Uprising.
Yeah. What if they added that as new content, that whole story context into
Terminals?
Well, I don't know, Terminals. What if you actually got to play on the Forerunner ship?
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Like literally the comic spans that what happened to Chief in between where he left the High Charity and got to Earth, you know, and he's screwing around on the Covenant ship, and it ends with him, you know, jumping on the, you know, kind of boogie-boarding on the piece of the metal.
It'd be nice to see what happened between the ending of Halo 2 and the beginning of Halo 3 when he crashed down to Earth.
Yeah. Well, that's all in the comics. So I'm saying, if they did a motion comic.
Oh, I haven't read the comics yet.
Okay, well, oops, spoilers.
That's fine. I don't care about spoilers that much.
It actually shows in, what's his name? This is the first and the only time you see him. Colonel Ackerson's actually in the comic.
Oh, cool.
So the guy that created the Spartan 3s and was supposed to do the Spartan 4s, and Halsey's nemesis is actually in the comic.
One of a few nemesis.
Well, her main nemesis. From the Bungie era Halo books.
Okay. That makes sense. Because, I mean, you have, who is it? Margaret,
Perengoski.
Yeah, Perengoski.
Perengoski and Saren Osman. But,
well, it's more Perengoski than Osman.
Yeah, well, Ackerson is her direct competition for, Spartan projects. So, he was in direct competition because he was, all Oni, Special Black Ops, whatever, Section 3. So, for budgetary, there's only so much money to go around, so they were going head-to-head for the money for she always got the money for Spartan Project, and then, he bested her and got the Spartan 3. They were literally head-to-head rivals. Not smarts, but, for projects, anyways.
Right.
Apple and Microsoft, kind of deal.
Exactly. So,
Android and Apple, if you want, whatever.
Yeah, take some two big gun type entities and pit them against each other. So we'll leave that discussion on the table for now, but look at all the evidence. Make the decision for yourself. We've linked the interviews on there. We've talked about a few things in the past. So go out, do some research, make your own conclusions, do the whole investigative stuff. But today we got some nice pictures from the New York Toy Fair, which is pretty much a vendor and some media exclusive stuff where vendors will go around showing prototypes and things that they're going to be releasing for the upcoming year for toys. And we got to see some stuff specifically for Halo that will be coming out. And 343 tweeted a good amount of pictures out in their Twitter, and there's been some other pictures that have been released as well. But we're going to go ahead and jump on board with the Waypoint stuff that they released out today. So the first one that we got was the Halo 5 or the Halo Xbox One, whatever you want to call it, Chief with the Cloak. So that was the first one that we got. And he's holding a bolt shot in his right hand, which has kind of blown up a little bit in some areas. I know there's a thread on Team Beyond, and there's a video made by a Halo 5 follower on whether or not we would see the bolt shot in Halo 5.
Of course, that's starting weapon for Halo 5 multiplayer, confirmed.
That
double the power before the nerf OP.
No.
Yeah, bolt double shot, the power. No. You don't even have to go. You don't even have to hold the trigger down for a power up shot. You just pull the trigger and now you have.
It's a shotgun. It's a hand
exactly.
Shotgun.
Each shot is a shotgun blast.
That
each one's a full power shot.
I'm honestly thinking
rapid fire also. Not even rapid fire. It's just a laser beam you spray around, and if you touch something, it instantly kills somebody.
Oh my gosh! It's probably just there as part of the model, and not everything there is final. I mean, there are a lot of just prototype stuff out there.
Well, I mean, if you want to talk about Cloaky Cheap and his flappiness, I mean, in the Halo Xbox One trailer, Chief had way less armor on, according to the video, and he also had cloaky boots. He had cloth booties on or whatever. In the figure, he doesn't. It's literally like a cloak shoved over top of Chief. So I'm sure there's going to be a little work done to it. And, you know, like you said, the gun was just stuck in there for, you know, posterity's sake.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But we do have some kind of resemblance of the next Halo game in the toys, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, what was it? 2012? That was the first look at Master Chief for... They posted, like, Waypoint posted pictures, like, much like they did for Toy Fair in 2012, and all the news media places picked it up and said, this is what Master Chief looks like! You know, and then Waypoint, like, a week or so later, posted, this is in prototype phase, and Chief could change, and then 2 weeks later, they came out with the, you know, the more general, the one that we generally accept now as Master Chief's final form. I mean, it did change a little bit, but, you know, that was
very minute,
little,
though. But, yeah. I know what you mean.
Ouch.
Yeah, so this one is cool. I like the whole cloak idea, the fact that it's just the full armor with the cloak over instead of, like, just his helmet with the full cloak covering the rest of it. And I guess from a perspective of actually making the thing and not wanting to reveal what might be under the cloak for now, that might be a good decision from a manufacturing standpoint.
Well, so, yeah, exactly. It's not that hard to make a gnarly looking burlap sack and shove it on a Halo 4 action figure.
Because the way it's designed, it's almost like it's just laid over the Master Chief figure. It'd be cool if it was, like, it's probably not cloth or anything, but it'd be cool if it was actual, like, cloth of some kind that's actually over the Chief.
It's actually made from the cloth, or from the cloak, from the actual trailer that doesn't exist.
Oh my gosh!
It's Cloakception.
You really just went there, didn't you?
Yes.
So that one's kind of cool. That was the first one that they released for today. And we'll be having a little article up on our site to talk about some of the stuff that they released, probably after we release this podcast. But, Brent, what do you think? I haven't heard anything from you yet.
That cloak looks fluffy. I like it. It's like a Snuggie for Master Chief.
That's an interesting perspective, a Snuggie for Master Chief.
I want a full-size Snuggie for Master Chief, though. Or an actual, like, Snuggie that looks like Mjolnir armor.
No. I got it, guys. I got it. A Snuggie that looks like the burlap sack, and as you pull it over your head, it's got the Master Chief helmet, like, that comes down with the hood part. There you go. Instant marketing Snuggie.
Comes with a toy bolt shot. Like,
you laugh.
Batteries not included.
People would buy it. You laugh, but people would buy it. If you had a, like, basically what I'm saying is you have the raggedy-ass looking burlap sack as part of the Snuggie, and you pull it over your head, because don't Snuggies have, like, the hood part? So the hood comes over, and then, like, in the hood...
Some of them do. I don't think all of them do.
Okay,
but,
well...
But I think some of them do, yeah.
You bring up the hood, and then the little Master Chief, plastic Master Chief mask helmet flops down out of the top, and there you go. Or even just a cloth one. There you go. Instant Master Chief, you know, flappy, burlap sack-looking Chief Snuggie.
Cosplay for everybody.
Cosplay for life. There you go.
The next one we have that Halo Waypoint tweeted out was a Halo 2 Master Chief and him holding a rocket launcher, and it's the older style Mark 6 armor. It actually looks a little bit lighter than in Halo 2. Well, I mean, even from Halo 2, it looks like the armor color is just a little bit lighter than what I remember in the game. But that could just be me. Or it could be just the lighting of the picture. But, so an interesting thing on the little kind of tag that they put on this set too is that it says contains unlockable content code. And we're not exactly sure what that means. I don't know if that could be something where it's going to be a download code for the map pack if they do something like they did with CEA and they have the multiplayer maps in the Halo 4 engine. But if this is coming to the Xbox One, then this is probably going to be something maybe different. It could be, I don't know, thinking about it now, it could be like a avatar armor for the Halo 2 Master Chief, because we've had it for, you could have your Spartan from Halo Reach, you could have your the Mark 6 Master Chief Spartan for Halo 4, and a few other armor sets, so it would kind of make sense to have this as a avatar armor DLC code. I don't know, what do you guys think that could be? If Brent, this is specifically for Halo 2, which, depending...
Pass, Brent.
Brent?
I have no idea. I really have no clue what it could be. I mean, the downloadable content could be anything.
This is unlockable. It doesn't say downloadable.
All that generally means, like, it's either... okay, let's just use what McFarlane
I guess
has
that would
done
take
before
my whole,
with the action,
my whole
action figures.
Multiplayer
the last
thing
time
out
of they
thing.
Did action figures, which was Series 2... It came with weapon skins and armor skins for Halo 4. So let's just presume that it might be something like that for a future Halo game, whatever that is. Whether it's Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo Xbox One, Spartan Assault. Hell, it might even be for Halo 4, which is good, but we're trying to propagate the next generation of Halo game. But it could be any one of those different options.
Yeah, it's hard to say, because with Halo 2 Anniversary likely coming out this year and Halo 5, we're still not sure whether or not Halo 5 would be coming out this year or next year. It kind of wouldn't make sense to do two games in 1 year, but we haven't seen anything specifically saying otherwise other than the Steve Downes interview quote that Halo 5 is going to be for next year. But this could mean a lot of different things. It's hard to say, but it is an interesting thing to note that it says contains an unlockable content code. I found that interesting.
That's all we know so far.
Yeah.
Gamer pick unlocked.
Yeah. So another thing.
I got it. It says unlockable content code. Free Pizza Hut pizza. Free bag of Doritos and Mountain Dew.
Telling so you can get your double XP, right?
That's right. No. What happens is you unlock it, and it, you know, Jeff Keighley shows up at your door with his Dorito Pope hat and a bottle of Mountain Dew and a bag of Doritos. Jeff Keighley's the new delivery guy for Mountain Dew and Doritos.
Okay.
What, haven't you ever seen that picture of him where he's like in that interview where he's sitting there, you know, talking Halo 4, and they've got... He's got like Mountain Dew in one hand and a bag of Doritos in the other, and he's talking about the Dew XP and all that kind of stuff. You've never seen that?
I haven't.
That's not Photoshop. That's real. Like I've seen it.
You have to show me after, or post the link in the Skype chat, or show me after the show.
Okay.
No, I haven't seen that.
That'd
be kind of funny. But looking at this picture again, did you guys take a look at the what's in the back right?
Which picture are we looking at?
The second one, the second McFarlane one. The second picture that Waypoint posted.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I know what you're looking at.
Yeah,
but
so it has on there the figures, and we've already seen, like, the bottom row, it has the Watcher and the Promethean that they've come out with.
Mm-hmm.
But on the top row, we have some extra ones. So it looks like we have two different Elite figures, and then it looks like another possible Spartan one of some kind. And it looks like...
You know, those are actually like that's already out, right?
Oh, is
those,
it?
Those McFarlane... There's two sets of McFarlane figures for Halo 4. I'm just going to give a quick rundown.
Is that
Halo
Jewel and Gek?
No, those are just the Elite. There's two Elites that McFarlane put out. One was a Zealot Elite from Halo 4, and the space one, the one with the spacesuit and the jetpack that you fight Forward Underdone at the beginning of Halo 4.
I remember the Watcher and the Promethean one because there is stuff on Waypoint about those specifically.
Yeah. No, Elite is from Series 2. They're just showing their previous Halo lines, I guess.
All right.
The only new thing that from McFarlane is Clokey Chief and Halo 2 Chief.
Okay. Which is interesting because those are supposedly the next two games, is Clokey Chief, Halo 5, and Halo 2 Chief for Halo 2 Anniversary.
Yes.
Coincidence?
Halo 2 and Halo 5 confirmed.
Yeah.
Confirmed. Half-Life 3.
You just say anything confirmed for Half-Life 3 and it's pretty much the running joke.
Oh, yeah. I mean, by this point, anyways, let's just leave it at that.
So those are the two McFarlane toys that were revealed through 343's Twitter. And there was nothing really additional from Todd McFarlane Twitter specifically either that was revealed. So moving on to the next image that we have is a Mega Bloks one. And this is for the RC Mantis. I'm not too keen on it. If it's Mega Bloks, so I'll probably go and get it. But I didn't have the RC Warthog either. And I don't know if this is something that you're going to build it and the RC motors are kind of like in the legs somehow, but I think this is something that would be prepackaged and then sent out for you to do the RC part. It seems a little awkward to have that many moving parts and you having to build it.
Well, I would disagree with you based on another product that we will get to eventually. I believe if they are, it is remote control. If it is remote controlled, it likely has certain sections that are pre-built, like say the legs, and you build the torso and whatever, and the arms and this and that, or it comes prepackaged. I mean, if there is some buildability to it, it's probably going to be like, you know,
probably the cockpit.
The cockpit, the arms, like the lower torso might be pre-assembled and where their gears and that and the motors, like you're talking, but then you build the upper half or something like that.
I think there's
no way they can, out of safety concern, say that, you know, if you build this thing, they can't guarantee it won't catch on fire or whatever other safety hazards or something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense to me too. So,
but it looks kind of cool.
No,
it's not for me, but you know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, and like I said before, I'll probably get it just because it's Mega Bloks. But as far as like the build of like how much you're going to build for it, it doesn't seem like it's going to be that much. Honestly, it'll be interesting though.
You're the Mega Bloks guy, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm not the Mega Bloks guy. There's plenty of other people
on this show. You're the Mega Bloks.
Okay. Yes. On this show, I'm the Mega Bloks guy. Yay, I'm good for something. So that's kind of cool. There's a couple other things in the background that we'll get to. The next one, of course, being the UNSC Elephant Troop Carrier prototype. So it looks pretty reminiscent of the Elephant from Halo 3. You have a few different turrets on there than what we've seen from the Elephant on the Halo 3 multiplayer experience.
Looks like the Elephant from Halo Wars, if you ask me.
So I haven't dug into Halo Wars too much to remember. It's like, like played enough to where it sticks in my mind. The one that sticks in my mind is the Halo 3 one, but I mean, it's very well possible, so I don't put it past you, and you probably know a little bit more about the Halo Wars than I do. Because I've only played the campaign twice.
The back section is completely, if I remember from the picture, it's completely enclosed on the top. That's, you know, if you remember in Halo 3, the back of the elephant was completely open, right? You had, this one, it looks like it's enclosed. So if it's enclosed, it's the Halo Wars one.
Got it. That makes sense then. We have another interesting photo that 343 posted along with that, and it's actually of some, like, this is a little weird, but police vehicles.
Yeah.
That was a little interesting to me. The new Mombasa Police Department has a set of vehicles. There's a Hornet and a car. We actually have a Halo car for once. It's not a Warthog. It's a legit car.
Yeah, well, in ODST, they had the new Mombasa Pelican that, I mean, you know, you had them a new Mombasa cop riding on it when, you know, they flew away with Buck and Dutch and then crashed it. And you can't ride them, but in Halo 3 ODST, if you're near the police station and you look hard enough, you can actually find a mongoose that's a new Mombasa police version. And it's black and white and has the Halo Reach cage thingy that's on the back, stuffed on the front, and it's got a place for a shotgun on it. I'll link you guys pictures, but there are new Mombasa police versions. So that's why I'm sure they created this new car, and the car was also in the game, but wasn't drivable. But I'm sure that's the reason they created these new Mombasa versions, because they were in ODST.
I mean, they're kind of cool looking. There's the car, the Hornet, the Cyclops, and there's two other ones on the left that I can't quite tell. Looks like the top one could be a Saber, possibly.
Well, I don't know if there was...
There's not enough detail to tell.
Saber, I don't know how they'd work that into the story, and Megablocks is pretty good about that kind of stuff. But
it's kind of hard to tell.
I mean, if it's a Saber, I mean, that's kind of hard, because Halo Reach, that was the first time, and it was a prototype, and that whole, you know, cutscene where they said, hey, look, you know, three governments have denied it as preposterous, whatever Kat says, and, you know... one of our newest members has most certainly was not a pilot. And then Emil's like, you scare me or whatever. Right. So I don't know, from a story standpoint, I'm not sure how new Mombasa would have gotten a Saber. But anyways, if it is a Saber.
Well, if we go back to the RC Mantis one, it looks like whatever that vehicle is also in the background of that picture.
Okay.
So I guess it's not technically a Saber then. It looks like a modified Pelican almost.
That could be it. I mean, I could see them doing the Pelican, as strictly speaking, because Megablocks kind of adheres to the Halo canons, right? You know, that's what I was saying. I don't think it would be a Saber. I mean, I'm sure it's something. I just can't see how it would be a Saber.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of going off of a whim here. I'm not for sure on some of this. And we don't have, I mean, we're not there in person to see all this, so there's going to be some speculation here, too.
Of course.
There's another little thing to the left of the Mantis on that picture that I can't quite identify. It looks like a brown cage of some kind. Do you guys have any idea what that is?
No clue. It's too blurry.
Is it a knight? It looks too skinny to be a knight.
It's a female knight. Female knights in Halo 4 or Halo 5 confirmed.
So I'm not exactly sure what that is. But the new Mombasa police stuff is kind of cool.
You know what? I think we've already seen the female knight. It's from Mass Effect. It's called the Wraith, or whatever. The Banshee.
The Banshee. Yeah,
the Banshee.
Oh,
that's the Halo. That's the Halo. That's the female knight.
I do not like those. Those things are nasty. So that's an interesting set to look forward to this year. Is the new Mombasa Police Department set? I'm digging it. And then we have, of course, the elephant. And the RC Mantis. And was that all the... Okay, yeah, that was all the Megablock stuff that they posted.
No. That's all Halo Waypoint pointed on Twitter. Yeah,
that's
still...
what I just said on Twitter.
Okay, there's still more Halo Megablocks.
Yes, there is. I'm going through the Halo Waypoint stuff first.
We'll get to the other stuff. No, that's not all Halo Waypoint posted.
No, from Megablocks, that's all Waypoint posted.
All right, I'm just bugging you.
I got you. So next up was some more stuff from, and I haven't really heard of this company before, but it's Crowded Co-op. And apparently They are Seattle-based, I think?
They're in Washington
or
State.
They're Washington-based?
Yeah, they're close. Yeah, they're close to Microsoft. But yes, crowded co-op. I hadn't heard of them before.
Monroe, Washington.
Yes.
Which is about, it looks like, 20 minutes north of Redmond.
Yeah, like I said, they're in there somewhere.
Yeah,
but
they're close by.
I don't know what they've done before. All I know is what we've seen for Halo product. Go ahead. No, you get go going to.
So it looks we have lots of cool things from them. We have UNSC tote bags, which looks cool. I'm gonna have to get my hands on one of those. A UNSC lanyard with a badge ID, and the badge ID looks strangely familiar.
No, it's because it's from the Halo Reach limited edition Dr. Halsey's little ID badge thingy.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said it looks strangely familiar.
Yep. Go ahead.
There's a few key rings. There is a Master Chief helmet key ring. There is a Guilty Spark key ring, and there is a Cortana Chief.
It lights up the
Guilty Spark one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there is a light up Cortana chip keychain, which is really really cool. There's a UNSC carabiner with keychain, which
there's a couple things actually that they haven't taken pictures of yet, but do exist from Crowded Co-op. There's a Infinity ammo box bag and a Warthog bag. If you go to like their store or you just search the Halo, you know, their Halo merch stuff, there's also a I think it's a Reclaimer keychain where it's like the Halo 4 version of the Reclaimer symbol. Am I missing anything? I know there's more bags. There's definitely more bags. There's the UNSC Infinity bag they showed, the officer version, and there's a green bag. It looks like a ammo bag or something, like an ammo container. Like, you know, like where you pull ammo out, ammo container kind of bag.
I would really like links to those.
Oh man, you're making me get off my bed and going back to my computer.
No, we can do that. You can do it afterwards.
I'm all wireless right now, man.
You can do it afterwards. It's okay.
No. I'm up now. I was just being lazy.
Going off the picture more though, there's a couple other things that we didn't quite hit on yet. But I think I see that ammo bag in the back left. Actually, it says ammo transport and it has M12 something. So it looks like I can see that one that you're talking about. There's a meal bag, which is interesting. And then there is a, I forget what that's, it's the Oni symbol on the lanyard.
Okay, so this is the, I got the page right now and the prices. Cool. Now, this is all speculated. So they've got the Halo 4 ammo crate lunchbox, which is $30. The Cortana chip keychain is $16. The Guilty Spark is $12.99. The Halo 4 Infinity message bag, wow, that's a little expensive, $80. The Halo 4 Master Chief Helmet Deluxe Keychain, which is, I don't know what the difference is, but it's $2 difference between the two. One is silver, and they actually have the regular Master Chief Helmet. Then there's the Halo 4 UNSC Fleet Officer Bag for $60. And then the Halo 4 Warthog Messenger Bag for $70.
Okay.
I'll just link you to the...
And that didn't cover the lanyard. The badge,
there's a
the carabiner.
No, there's a couple of different things, but according to this, you know, that's some of the stuff that they haven't posted yet.
Okay.
There you go.
Sweet. I'll take a look at it after the show.
Yep.
But yeah, there's lots of cool stuff in just that one picture, though, and I want all of it. Does any of that kind of take... I know the Mega Block stuff and the McFarlane stuff wouldn't probably be very keen to you, but would any of this stuff kind of be interesting?
Yeah, the Cortana keychain's pretty cool.
I think everyone would at least try to get that.
Well,
I would want everything in this picture.
That's on my list. I have two so far. One made of metal and one made of 3D printed resin. I want one that has glow in the dark. Because my only keychain that I have is, and I've had it since Halo 3 when I bought it at PAX in 07, is it's a Halo 3 symbol that is pewter and it spins and it broke. So it's all taped up with clear tape. Yeah, I know, right?
No.
So I need a new replacement for a keychain, either the Cortana chip or the Guilty Spark. One of the two.
See, my keychain right now is currently the Xbox 360 controller one.
Oh. Sorry, I totally took that away from Brett. Keep going, man. Keychain, go for it. Sorry.
I mean, there's actually a few on eBay for, I think I got mine for $15.
Yeah, I don't know. Like
$10 or $15. And it, I mean, it's like, it's nice keychains. Keychain.
That they're releasing either the chip or Guilty Spark. I don't know if I want the Chief helmet or not, but one of the two. Probably Guilty Spark.
I would definitely get the Cortana chip.
Just to be unique, because everyone's going to get the Cortana chip, so I want Guilty Spark. Just to be, you know, a little different than everyone else.
My collector's side will probably kick in and get all three at some point.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, I mean, you know, if you're going to have one on your keychain, I mean, you know, hey, it's like everyone and their mom has a Cortana chip one. Well, hey, I'm going to get I'll have the Guilty Spark one out there.
Yeah, that makes sense. And depending on the price of the Cortana chip, we may buy a few extra and give some away.
Well, according to that page, it's $16.99 US dollars.
16?
Yeah, $16.99.
Okay, that's not too bad, especially that it lights up.
Less than $20, yeah.
Especially since it lights up, yeah.
And it, according to that, it's 4 inches by 2 inches. It gives the measurements and all that, and the weight.
Yeah, so it's a decent size.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, that all the stuff in that picture is like, yes, please, thank you. Just making it rain.
Halo swags.
Yes, Halo swags. So that's from Crowded Co-op, which is some really, really cool stuff. I am looking forward to it. Next up on the list for the Halo Waypoint pictures, we have Bandai, and you know more about this than I do, Laird, from the pre-show. So I'm going to let you take these two over and talk about the two that Waypoint posted.
Okay.
And then you can talk about the gallery if you want to.
You can do that, because I'm going to be talking for a few minutes anyways. So Bandai is a company, a very, very, very big company in Asia, like Japan and, you know, China, South Korea, all over there. They have the licenses to a lot of properties, you know, like Halo now, I guess, in one form. And, you know, lots of Western franchises and, you know, Japanese anime and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Most people would be familiar with Gundam, that they have the license to Gundam, and they make model kits in different grades that are called, this is normal grade, there's high grade, there's master grade, then there's perfect grade. Now, what that means is, to the common consumer, is the more you pay, the better it gets. So a normal grade model would just be like your standard looking model with no paint details and all that kind of stuff. It would just be like one generic color, like white or brown, whatever mold injected color they put into the plastic. High grade would be 1/44th scale. It would be the scale to 144 times larger. And those are about 5 inches depending on the model. And what that means is, to people, that in relation to the new Halo models that they're putting out there, they're calling model figures, is much like Mega Bloks, the figures that I'm presuming are going to come like this, because they say they're going to build them and that's 60 parts is more parts, is they're going to be superposable, basically action figures, but you have to build them. Now, they come on like a tree, a plastic tree, and by plastic tree, I mean all the parts are, you know, connected on one piece of plastic on a tray, then there'll be another plastic with a tray, you know, there'll be like 4 trays with all the parts that you have to cut out with like scissors or you know, clippers or whatever you're going to use. You can just twist them out, I guess, if you want to have like ugly white, you know, you don't sand down the spurs that would pop out when you pop the pieces out. But then you take these instruction guides like Mega Bloks and you snap 2 pieces together, 3 pieces together, 4, you know, you have to build the figure all, and you know, it'll take like a while, and you know, it probably, my guess would be about $40 to $60 is what this is going to cost. They're very highly detailed and very highly articulated. Like, you know, if you want to make Master Chief teabag something, you'll be able to do that with this kind of model.
Stop motion.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, basically...
Sorry, that was the first thing that popped in my head.
A lot of Asian or I shouldn't say just Asian, but a lot of action figures from the other side of the ocean have a lot more articulation points because that's just the way the figures are styled. So with Bandai, you're getting extra articulation. Like that's one thing that a lot of those companies over there pride themselves on is extra articulation. If the human body can do it, they want the action figure to do it, and they want to keep the detail and the cost, you know, relatively
inexpensive.
Inexpensive. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be cheap for what everyone would consider acceptable for an action figure, but when you're getting an action figure that can, you know, do the kind of poses and all the kind of stuff that's like twice as much as Sam McFarlane figure, you know, you're going to pay for it. I mean, there's only so much you can get into a small little piece of plastic that's 5 inches. You know, if you want the detail and you want the articulation and you want the great paint and all that on a small scale, you know, it's just like when you buy an electronic device, right? You can have a super awesome mega Uber PC desktop that's the size, you know, the desktop's the size, like, in a 24-inch case, and you have, like, a million terabytes of storage, but if you want that in a nice, slim laptop package, you're going to pay, like, you know, you might be able to get that for $1,200 or $1,300 in a desktop, but if you want that in a laptop, you're going to be paying, like, $5,000 or $6,000 because you have to scale the, you know, the everything into a tiny, small package, so it's kind of the same deal. So, too long-didn't-read version is highly articulated model kits that you have to build yourself and will probably be 2 or 3 times, possibly 4 times as much as a normal McFarlane action figure, but in the same scale.
So I guess that means like all the fingers are kind of like bendable and the arms.
No, except for the fingers, because that would probably cost a lot more. Everything else, I would agree. Like you can, you know, They're double jointed knees,
so ankles, knees, waist, legs, arms,
yeah, exactly.
Head,
torso, you know, bicep.
Okay. Okay.
You know, they'll probably have a, because I don't know if you collect the Play Arts Kai version, but of action figures, they have a shoulder joint where you can, you know, like you have a shoulder joint in the human body, which allows us to move our chest or our arm across our chest. Most action figures don't do that. So it'll probably have something like that where you could literally have Master Chief's right bicep touches other bicep across his chest kind of deal, you know, something like that. Like it's going to have extreme articulation is just based on the images.
Okay. That makes sense.
You're paying for what you're getting is essentially.
So it's a really, 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 really nice model for all the Halo 4 figurines that they're going to be covering.
Yeah, the ones that they've released, Master Chief, Palmer, and Thor.
Yeah. So yeah, so let's talk about those specifically, since those are the three that we see. So Master Chief, it's the Halo 4 Master Chief, and he has an assault rifle. And again, I guess the lighting in here is just making a lot of these images look bright, because the color on the armor looks a little bright.
Prototype, but yeah.
So it's probably part prototyping, part lighting of the whole toy fair.
Yeah.
Is what I'm guessing.
He's very white, olive green, and, you know, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's a prototype. I mean, I'm most likely going to buy it, seeing as McFarlane didn't release these action figures in the 5-inch scale, other than Master Chief, so I'll probably pick up Palmer and Thorn just to go in my collection. And
I'll probably pick these up, too,
yeah,
actually, even with the price point. And I'll probably get a Palmer for Brent, since Brent likes Palmer, and if they make one for Lasky, then he'll probably want both.
Brent, you're a Palmer fan?
No, not really. I just like the idea of Lasky and Palmer being together. I'm a fan of that relationship.
Not really. No. Hey, well, okay, so, so the running joke I had for the after, because you're a Mass Effect fan, right? So the running joke I had was, after Mass Effect 3, ended, Halo 4 became the Mass Effect unemployment line, or the unemployment service, because you had female Shepard, you had, or Femme Shepard, you had not what the heck was the Reaper called? It wasn't Leviathan, it was Sovereign. No, Sovereign was in the first game, wasn't he?
I think so.
Anyways, the Sovereign, so it's not Leviathan, it's not Sovereign, it's well, whatever, the main Reaper bad guy. He's the Didact, and that's what I was saying, the female, confirmed in Halo 5, the female Banshee is now going to be the female Knight.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Jennifer Hale is Commander Shepard, or Commander Palmer, right? So, that's what I was saying, it's the unemployment line.
Okay.
And Commander Palmer is very reminiscent of a renegade Commander Shepard, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't make that connection. But then again, I haven't played Mass Effect as religiously as probably either of you two have.
Well,
if I go back and play Mass Effect ever again, I'm going to make a Sarah Palmer Shepard.
Do it. Do it. I'll pay you to stream it. I'll watch it.
Oh boy.
Make sure you choose all the bad decisions. Like you kill Rex, you do everything wrong.
Oh yeah,
and then just do the whole bad tree.
That's right. And then when you get to the final, you know, you don't go to the final battle of Mass Effect 3 with, like, you know, all your credits and all that, all your assets up really high. You just go in and fail hard.
choose over and over again.
Yeah, exactly. You just, like, go hard, you know.
It's like, nope, not gonna choose.
That's right. You don't save any of your allies. It's just you and, like, the guy in the back that gets your coffee. That's it. You go straight to Earth. That's over. That's a Palmer decision.
Oh, wow. Anywho. So, yeah, we have Master Chief, Palmer, and Spartan Thorn, which is pretty cool. And then there's a couple other pictures on there, which I'm guessing are still of the Chief, but just in different poses.
Yeah, well, according to what I've been reading, because, I mean, there's very little info. There's three levels of details. That's why I was saying it could be $40, $50, and $60. There could be a basic version, which is $40, and it's pretty detailed and still articulated and pretty painted. Like, it's nicely painted, but then there might be the $50. Because according to that, there's three levels. That's why I brought up, there's standard grade, there's high grade, and master grade. Master grade is, like, basically, it's a build of model, but literally there's, like, internal gears. Like, if you were to, say, build a mech, like, say, the Mantis or something, you'd build it, but you'd be able to remove an armor piece, and there would be moving metal gears and moving parts, and you know, you'd build the cockpit and you'd open the cockpit, and there, you know, you'd see little control sticks, and, you know, it just gets super detailed. So it really depends on if they have these three grades. From what I've read, they do, because that's what it says on their news release. So there could be three versions of each of these figures. It just depends on how much you're willing to spend to get the version you want. Like, if you're okay with the entry version, then cool, get that. Me, personally, I'm going to get the, it's super f***ing awesome. Even though I'm not a fan of Palmer, I'd buy it because it's a campaign character, and it's super awesomely detailed and painted and nice, because that's what, as a collector, I kind of look at, besides the character, of course.
I would probably get the high-end one, too.
Well, exactly. I mean, I currently
a Halo
the
high-end
version. That's the Play Arts Kai version, but, you know, those are $90 figures, so.
Got it.
Made by another Asian company, Square Enix.
Oh, okay, cool. I didn't know that they made Halo stuff.
They made all of Reach, Noble Team. They made...
I wasn't really into the whole collector's thing.
No,
back
I know,
then.
I know. I'm just telling you. They made... I'm still buying... I just finished off Noble Team last week. A meal cost me $120. That was a pain in the ass. Well, because they came out years ago. They're expensive, 2011. So they did Noble Team. They did, like, all of Noble Team. They did Halo 4, Master Chief, Palmer, Blue Warrior, and a Red Soldier. And then they did their Envision. So it's kind of almost looks like an anime version of the Halo Combat Evolved Master Chief. But it looks cool, except I don't really like the helmet. It kind of looks like the next, the Mark V of, if you remember, Halo Legends. So it kind of looks like the next version of the evolution of the armor of that. And,
okay.
And forward on a Dawn. So they released, that's all they've done so far. So, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, sorry, back to what's currently released.
Nope. Yeah, that's fine. So I read a little bit more into some of the other Twitter posts, and it turns out that pelican-looking thing is actually a broadsword.
Okay.
So, yeah, I read a little bit more into the tweets, and that's actually what it was.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's the same thing that's shown off in the left-hand side of the new Mombasa Police Department thing. Probably not.
It might just be there because that's where they put it. I mean, you never know.
Yeah. So, yeah, it could be. But there was another picture in that thread, too, that I forgot to mention that's also Mega Bloks, and that was the large Didact.
Oh, yeah. It's probably about 6 inches tall in comparison to...
Yeah, it's double the size of normal Mega Bloks figurines, and it looks like there's a new...
newer articulation on them.
Well, I was going to say newer Chief and newer Cortana, and then we had the Didact.
Yeah, but...
on there.
As a Mega Bloks collector that you are, you know for a fact that the Mega Bloks figures don't have a bicep, so they can't move their arm across their chest. I mean, they can to an extent, but they don't have that cut joint that allows them to hold their gun with two hands. They have that now, yeah. According to those two pictures.
Well, they have it. They only have it for the Didact in this one. They don't have it for the other figures in there.
Well, for Master Chief, it looks like anyways.
No, the Master Chief is the same one where it's like you turn the gun way over, and then you turn his head to make it look like he's actually carrying it when he's really not. Okay.
Well, maybe they'll get the Call of Duty articulation then, because that's what the Call of Duty figures have now. Anyways, that's
okay.
Didact has it at least.
I mean, maybe that's. I mean, the Cortana one, it looks like they could do that because of how slim the arms are. But for the most of the Spartan ones, because of the big chest pieces and the armor on the arms, you can almost never do that.
You could if you had a bicep swivel, which the Call of Duty figures have and Didact has, which is why I was speculating Master Chief and Cortana had it. But
They could. I mean, the pictures don't really give a good detail into whether or not they do, but from what it looks like it's those two are still the older style.
Okay.
That's just from what I can tell from the pictures. I could be wrong, though. So, we'll see. So, something else that's Mega Bloks related that wasn't specifically tweeted from 343, but was hinted at on... well, yet. But was hinted at in a tweet that one of the Mega Bloks guys put out. They put out a picture of the signature series for Mega Bloks. Just the base, and then someone on the Facebook group that I'm a part of posted a picture of what it actually is, and it actually turns out to be a scarab, which is really, really cool, and I want it.
You know it's going to cost like $300 or $400. Oh,
yeah, it's going to cost like, well, it's not going to cost more than the
Forward Under the Dawn.
The Infinity.
Forward Under Dawn.
Or sorry, Forward Under Dawn.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's still going to be a big, expensive
set. Yeah. Was that the Ford Under Dawn, or was that the Infinity?
It was Ford Under Dawn. They haven't done Infinity yet.
Okay. I'm confused. I'm still looking for a Ford Under Dawn model. Yeah, it's going to be giant. But yeah, I doubt this would be more than that. I would probably say this would be the same cost as the Mammoth, so maybe 200 would be my guess. It'd be cool, though, if this had kind of all the same movement as the Scarab does in the games, though. Which I would hope it would. And it looks like it's kind of the Halo 3 Scarab with how the turret looks on the top. The big plasma gun.
Yeah, it looks
very much like the Halo 3 one.
Yeah.
And you can also tell because the base level goes all the way around and then it comes up to the top where... for the Halo 2 one, the base level was actually inside the Scarab, and you would have to walk down into it, and it doesn't really look like there's anywhere you can walk, or if you could, walk down into it. So this looks like the Halo 3 model, or this is based off the Halo 3 Scarab model.
Or it could be the Halo Anniversary 2 version. Never know.
I don't think that would make that big of a difference between the two Scarabs doing a remake, though. I just don't think they would do that.
Fair enough.
From personal perspective.
No, it does look... It looks very similar to the Halo 3 one.
So, that's cool. I really like that model. And the picture isn't great, but it looks fantastic.
I'm surprised if you love Scarab. I know you're a Megablocks guy, but I'm surprised you don't have the Scarab that they released a couple of years ago. You'd literally use it as, it's so big, you could use it as a coffee table almost.
I didn't know they had one. Granted, I'm still looking for figures that I don't have, but...
It's not Megablocks, it's,
Oh, I thought you just said it was Megablocks.
No, I said it was not Megablocks, but it's bigger. It'll probably be bigger than the Megablocks one, because it's to scale. Came out in 2008, it's by HeroClix, ActionClix, something like that. It was $150, and I think it weighs like 25 pounds. It's about the size of an average sized dog. Like, that's how big it is when it stands.
Whoa!
It's got no articulation, but when you stand it up, that it's like 2.5 feet tall.
Dang!
You could probably find one. I'm sure collectors out there would sell you one if you were that interested in getting one.
I don't know if I'd be that desperate to probably buy it for what they would offer it for, though.
Oh, those things did not sell very well. They sat on shelves for a long time, so I'm sure you could get one if you looked hard enough, pretty cheap. Probably like $100 or more, but, you know, shipping and all that. Anyways, but yeah, no, there was I'm just wondering how big this Scarab's going to be, actually.
Well, it's kind of hard to say, but just based on the picture itself, but judging from kind of what the box size would be on that kind of floor, and thinking that the base of that is probably at 3 feet, I would guess. It looks like it could be as tall as 2 feet, 2.5. It looks like it could be 2 feet tall up to the top of that turret. So it'd be pretty sizable.
Oh, yeah, they want to keep it for scale.
You have the Master Chief figure down there for scale. Oh, and there's a Prophet in there. Ooh. And Honor Guard. Oh, that's cool. Sorry, I'm just realizing the other parts of this because I was looking at just the Scarab piece.
Brent, we need some manly Brentness in here. He's going ooh and ah, and interject in here.
I'm just listening, enjoying the show.
You're here for the experience.
Yep.
That's kind of cool. Sorry. I need to get back on topic.
That's what people like to hear that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, if you get engrossed in the photo, you're giving more detail that people didn't know, because I didn't notice there was a Prophet, and I didn't look too closely to notice that Master Chief was there to in scale, you're bringing more context to this information.
Yeah.
Megablocks. Halo.
Megablocks, yeah. So... Yeah, there's a Prophet there, there's Master Chief. It looks like there's an Elite Honor Guard and possibly a Brute Honor Guard, can't quite tell.
Since you collect Halo Reach, I saw something, I haven't seen pictures, so you'll have to verify this for me, but I read somewhere that apparently they're releasing Emil, June, and Carter. Whichever members of Noble Team have not been released yet in Megablocks form as figures.
Oh, gosh.
I know George... Sorry. And apparently there's a running joke in the Megablocks community that the figures that they release, even though they are George, are Cat, are Noble Six, they are not official releases, even though they're the exact same paint scheme, exact same weapons, exact same everything, but they don't call them George, Cat, and Noble Six. They call them Mark V, Grenader, and Aerosol, or whatever, and whatever colors they're supposed to be. But apparently June, George, or June, Carter, and Emil are supposed to be released for Megablocks. So, no confirmation, because I haven't seen any pictures, but I know since you're a Megablocks guy, I guess I should mention that.
I'd have to go and kind of check up on that, because I mean, like I said before, I'm still trying to catch up on some of the past things I haven't got. So, I found the picture from the actual Twitter account, and the Chief actually looks like it's the bigger model, like the Didact one we just saw.
In scale.
Uh-huh. So, it looks like that one's bigger in that regards, and then it looks like there's an Honor Guard Brute and an Honor Guard Elite. And then it looks like a Jackal is the thing that's in front of it. It's a two-scale Jackal. So that's pretty cool. And again, we'll post this up on the recap post that I'll be making. But also from that account, there's a something else in here that I didn't even realize was in here before starting this show, and I'll have to come back to it. But there's a Fire Warthog. I'm trying to find it again real quick. That's a Covenant Scarab reveal. I need to watch that video. And then, where was it? Oh, yes. Halo Mega Bloks Fire Warthog set.
Like a firefighter warthog?
No, so it's a chain gun hog, but it's yellow, and it has, like, fire decals.
Oh, you know what that is? That's from Halo Wars, actually. That was a...
That's the custom skin, yeah.
Yeah, that was the custom flaming warthog that you could get for the limited edition for Halo Wars. You can only use it in multiplayer or whatever.
And it has a yellow Spartan and a red Spartan. Yeah.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm going to have to watch the video afterwards. But, yeah, and that was something, like, browsing through this Twitter feed that I didn't notice. And there's a video of the whole Scarab display up on there. It's, for those that are interested, it's Brick Show TV. And I'll be posting links on our recap thread as well. But, yeah, I'm drooling over here if you guys haven't figured it out yet.
Now me and Brent are both listening to, Dusty over here, Dust Storm going, we're just listening to the show.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Just taking Mega it all in.
That's what something said. Because, it's not politically correct to just say she said. That's what he and she said. Ah. That's what person who does not identify with necessarily gender also said. Because, there's some people that don't identify with gender. So just getting it all out there and including everyone, equality and all that stuff.
Cool. So all good stuff from the New York Toy Fair, which is pretty cool. There's one other thing that was it posted in the group? I think it might have been.
The statue?
Yeah. The one with the chief just standing with his arms to his side next to the Batman?
No, that was his arms were posted? Next to his side. He had a battle rifle. That was in the chat. But yeah, it came from the group.
Oh, you posted it in the chat. Okay.
Yeah, it's Kotobukiya.
Oh, yeah,
They made vinyl statues, large ones, for Halo 3, and they haven't done any since then. So they're back for Halo 4, it appears. And Master Chief is with a battle rifle walking across what looks like a piece of Forerunner metal, a bridge, or walking on something Forerunner. Of course, it's unpainted at the moment.
It's in a nice gray mold of stuff.
Yeah.
But
highly detailed statue. It's not a toy.
Oh, yeah, all the details there. It's just not painted.
Yeah, it's just there's no articulation. It's just a statue.
Yeah. But still, it looks kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, there was the what you're talking about with the Master Chief that's standing with his arms next to his side. That's NECA. And that's a fully... That's an 18-inch fully posable Master Chief.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if the hands are posable, like the fingers, like you're asking. But it's in a quarter scale. They recently picked up the Halo license, and they're doing quarter scale... They're doing props, like could be helmets and guns and or weapons, like the Needler and the Assault, right? We don't know. All we know is they're doing quarter scale figures, which is 18 inches, and props. That's all we know so far. And the only thing they've shown is the quarter inch or quarter scale 18 inch Master Chief.
They're kind of going all out on here on this. No, I guess not quite, but they're putting a lot of stuff out for Halo.
Oh, God. Halo's more than just the game, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta. I mean, you're the one drooling over Mega Bloks. That's not necessarily my thing, but it's something for somebody. And that's how you get Halo beyond the game to people.
Yes. Indeed. That
gotta catch them all mentality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's not Pokemon anymore. What the hell's that other one by Activision? Skylanders. That's what it is.
Hmm.
Come on, that's the only thing keeping... keeping Activision Blizzard alive besides, you know, now that Call of Duty's failing. That and Destiny are the only thing keeping Activision alive.
Activision Blizzard?
Well, yeah, Activision owns Blizzard. Oh, sorry, I guess they're the same company, but Activision Blizzard.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Derp.
Yeah. So this is, again, all cool stuff coming out of New York Toy Fair, and I think we're supposed to see a little bit more over the next coming days as well. So we'll update you guys on the next show, which will be Thursday. So you can look forward to that. More interesting stuff coming and stuff I'm already drooling over and will be emptying my wallet out for. And I went to Toys R Us today and they had some of the new line stuff there already.
Like those drop pods or whatever?
So it was the new Ghost.
Yeah, I saw those.
The thing in from Halo 4 where it's like they take off the Spartan armor.
Spartan armor bay.
Yeah, so there was that one. There was a couple other ones. A new vehicle.
The Walker.
Was that one of them?
I don't know. I saw someone. I bought the.
There were two other ones. I can't think of them off the top of my head. Well, there was one other one. I can't think of what it was off the top of my head. But yeah, so it was a few new things out. There's still some other ones that are out, and I know in other places that I haven't picked up yet, but.
Well, if you're going to empty your wallet out, start saving now, because I'm taking orders for you, Dusty, for exclusive figure Halo stuff from San Diego Comic-Con, since you won't be there.
All right.
Get you some of those exclusive Mega Bloks figures.
I'll try to save some of my tax return then.
Why don't you just come? Come hang out. You know, RTX is it for you. Come to San Diego. They appreciate you there.
Because my flight to San Diego would be a lot more expensive than it would be to go to RTX.
No way. All you'd have to do is get on JetBlue. Anyways, it's something for after the show.
Yeah. Anyways, so again, if you're interested in this stuff, we'll have a recap of the first day's toys reveals up on the website, probably a little bit after we post this show. And of course, the ongoing debate on whether or not Halo 2 is actually having an anniversary, which we've kind of basically concluded from our standpoint that it is. So again, for that, go online, take a look at all the information that's there, make your own conclusions, and all that good stuff. So we will part for tonight. Thank you for everyone downloading this and listening to this extra show that you get for this week. Hopefully we didn't bore your ears out too much, and hopefully you guys got some cool information out of it. Especially if you're not a Halo collector and you're interested in some of this stuff, at least kind of like the keychains and the stuff that's not specifically Mega Bloks or Todd McFarlane.
The doodads. Swag.
The little swag things. I think those are kind of things that a lot of people would identify with and probably jump on board to buy, like the lanyards, the carabiners, keychains, messenger bags, lunchbacks.
So speaking of lunchboxes, you're going to give me that Halo Spartan Assault one you got, right? Your cookie tin.
Did you get one?
No, I didn't get one.
I'm keeping that, sorry.
That's what I was saying. I guess you're giving it to me.
I'll let you hold it, but you're not going to keep it.
I think I'll keep it. eBay that thing.
It's a collector's item now. Anywho, thank you, Laird, for coming on the show again. Much appreciated and always a pleasure.
We got to get Brent talking more about Boot Palmer and Lasky's relationship.
Oh, I'm sure there will be plenty of opportunities for that.
Well, I need to read some fan fiction first and get my imagination flowing.
No, don't do that. That's bad. Fan fiction. Well, Halo fan fiction.
Initiation and what's the second one that's out there right now? The comic?
Escalation.
Yes. Those two I think would probably be perfect for Brent.
Yeah, Escalation, that's the first time I've actually kind of gotten some respect for Palmer as a character. I mean, she was fine in Halo 4 because she wasn't a total incompetent boob, you know, because all she said was, "You're not tall, Chief," and she took orders and stood around. And, you know, we all know how the Halo community doesn't like Palmer, but at least in Halo Escalation, She did not, spoiler alert for anybody that hasn't played Halo 4, Spartan Ops. At the end of Spartan Ops, Lassie did not kill Halsey and didn't order her assassination. In this book, they literally pick up what happened after that, and Palmer basically saved Lassie's ass by not throwing him under the bus and saying, oh yeah, he told me not to go shoot her, and that a Majestic team was sent to help kill Halsey. So she did not throw her CO under the bus, in other words.
Oh yeah, she's on a first name basis, well, you know.
Yeah.
She calls
she
him
not,
Tom.
She didn't solo Lassie like... Wow, I'm not even touching that one.
That's true.
Yeah, I know. No, never mind, forget it. Yeah.
That's how I know that she loves him.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, obviously, anytime somebody calls you by your name, that's love right there.
Yeah, no, sorry, I was thinking of a different reference. That's just, never mind. I'll explain later
Air. For another show.
After the show.
Okay. So, anyways, thank you guys again for listening and downloading to this show. Thank you for downloading this show and listening to it, if I can actually say that right. Remember, you can check us out on our website, poddecorators.com, and we'll have a post up shortly about the first day of toys, like we've been saying. So, until our regularly scheduled recording, we will see you next time.